Yevamos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 11:3. Fascinating Mishnah here. It starts out, Chamesh Nashim, you have five women. And whenever the Mishnah starts out with five women, it doesn't mean specifically five, it could be four or six. It means you have several women. They're unrelated. Shinis Arvu Vladosean, whose children get mixed up. So there are five women here. Each of them, let's say, has had a first son, who they know is their certain son. We'll call him the Vadai, the certain son. And now each one have a second son. But let's say they're in the hospital at the same time, and those five sons get mixed up in the nursery. So we don't know, when we send these women home, that we'll give each one of them a child. But we don't know if the child they're taking home is actually really their son or not. So that being the case, if Higdilu ha-tarovas, if those five boys, we'll refer to them in the mission here as the tarovas, the mixture. If those five boys now grow up, v'nasu nashim, and they all get married, v'mesu, and they all die childless, which means that now the five widows leave behind all need to have yibam, or chalitza, but we don't know who the miyabim should be, because any of the five other brothers, the vadaos, any of them could be the real brother-in-law. We just don't know. So what do you do? Arba choltzim la'achas, each of the widows should have four of the brothers, surviving brothers, each, they're unrelated one to the other, of course, each should do chalitza with her. And then, this is a way we can engineer that at least the fifth brother could marry, the fifth man could marry this widow. And that's what we're assuming, we want to engineer here. Of course, you could do five chalitzas from the five men to the each of the five widows, and everyone could be free to marry whoever they want. But if, as the Mishnah wants to, we want to arrange someone to do Yivam here, so then the first four men give Chalitza, and then the fifth man who wants to marry her, he'll do Yivam with her. And that's going to be permitted. The fifth one will do Yivam with her. And the reason why that's going to work out okay is as follows. There's two possibilities. This woman, okay, we'll talk about Mr. Their five living men are A, B, C, D, E. The five widows are women 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's say that Mr. A wants to marry Miss 1. So what happens is Miss 1 gets chalitza from Mr. B, C, D, and E. And now there's two possibilities. Either really Miss 1 had originally been married to Mr. A's brother, in which case when Mr. A marries her, it's the mitzvah of Yibum. Or she was married to someone else that wasn't his brother, in which case is one of the other four men's brother. And since all four of those men gave her a chalitza, she's now a free agent. She can marry whoever she wants in the shuk, and she's choosing to marry Mr. A. So in either case, A and one can get together. Maybe it's a mitzvah yibum, maybe it's just a generic wedding, but in all case, she's free to marry him. And that's what the Mishnah says we should do. Now, let's just say for argument's sake that Mr. B wants to marry Miss 2. So Miss 2 will have the same situation as Miss 1 did. She needs to get four chalitzas, then she can do the fifth. She can marry Mr. B after that. So that's what the Mishnah says here. In that scenario, he that we're talking about is Mr. A, who just got married to Miss 1. So he, Mr. A, Ushlosha, and three others, meaning in our case, in our example here, Mr. A, and then Mr. C, D, and E, Cholzin, Lacheris, they'll give a chalitza to Miss 2. And then the echad miyabim, and the remaining guy, Mr. B, now can do yibum with Miss 2. Because again, mamanoshach, either it really is his late brother's widow, in which case doing yibum, or it's not. She's someone else's brother's widow, but those brothers all gave her a chalitza, so now she's a free agent, and he can marry her through yibum. Nimtzu arba chalitzos v'yibum l'kol achas v'achas. It'll turn out then that each of these five women will require four chalitzas from four of the five brothers, and then they can do yibum with the fifth. And that's what it says here, and that would be the recipe. Again, assuming, as Mish is assuming, that we want to engineer that someone does yibum, the best, we want yibums to happen. So in that case, that's how everyone can marry somebody.